What do inventor Buckminster Fuller, composer John Cage, and poet Robert Creeley all have in common, besides being creative and influential? The answer is Black Mountain College, a small but legendary liberal arts school in North Carolina that was only open for 24 years. Now, Black Mountain's experimental legacy is the subject of a new exhibit at the Institute of Contemporary Art in Boston. WBUR's Andrea Shea has our story.
It's pretty mind-blowing to take in the who's who list of luminaries who passed through Black Mountain College between 1933 and 1957. Take composer John Cage. He premiered Sonata 5 from his groundbreaking Sonatas and Interludes for Prepared Piano at the school in 1948.
I've really come to see Black Mountain as the wellspring of the American avant-garde. Cy Twombly to Robert Creeley and Charles Olson and Robert Motherwell and Merce Cunningham and John Cage.
That's curator Helen Molesworth. She collected 261 objects by about 100 artists to tell Black Mountain's story. There are archival materials and live performances, too. Molesworth says she wants to evoke the spirit of Black Mountain, which was created in 1933.
It happens because of a crisis. A tenured professor is fired because of his radical ideas.
That professor was John Andrew Rice. When he left Rollins College in Florida, some of his students and fellow faculty members followed. They decided to create their own college in the secluded mountains of North Carolina on the grounds of a Christian summer camp.
And they decided that the college would be founded on the principles of progressive education.
They were inspired by philosopher John Dewey's belief in learning by doing. They also decided Black Mountain would have no trustees or board of regents. Instead, they would run every aspect of the school themselves, right down to growing their own food and designing their own buildings.
The idea was to have somehow freedom to choose, but to be a community and to share.
86-year-old Ted Dreyer's father, mathematician Theodore Dreyer, was a founding faculty member.
And there was really a principle that was soon adopted that art should be given equal priority to the other courses, and that was great.
And it was also revolutionary. In the 30s and 40s, Black Mountain also attracted artistic and intellectual refugees who were forced to flee Nazi Europe, including Joseph Albers of the Bauhaus School. Dreyer was only 4 when his parents moved him to Black Mountain from Florida, and he says he grew up surrounded by free-thinking doers who engaged in everything from math and science to architecture, painting, pottery, weaving, sculpture, music, and poetry, which Dreyer still writes today. Sitting in his Belmont kitchen, the now retired psychiatrist shares one about his former dance teacher.
Merce Cunningham shows right arm up, left arm out to the side, says, shoulders down, Ted. Good. Now, 1, 2, 3. 4, 5.
Merce Cunningham formed his famous dance troupe at Black Mountain. As part of the ICA exhibition, former Cunningham Company dancer Silas Reiner is teaching conservatory students pieces his mentor created at the school. In November, Reiner will perform a Cunningham work called Changeling that was lost for half a century before footage of it was discovered in a German TV archive. Changeling hasn't been seen since 1964, and Reiner is honored to bring it back to life. He says the work Cunningham and his collaborator John Cage conjured at Black Mountain was radical for dismantling ideas that came before. One of the concepts Reiner says Cunningham began using there was something called chance procedure.
He would divide the space up into 6 partitions and he would roll dice to see who would be in what space, or he would roll dice to see what order the dance would go in, or he would flip coins or roll dice to decide what movements a person might do.
Black Mountain was like a laboratory where everyone was experimenting. Inventor Buckminster Fuller erected his first geodesic dome there in the summer of 48.
It was a huge failure. It didn't stand up.
Again, exhibition curator Helen Molesworth.
They ended up calling it the Supine Dome as a joke. The next summer, in 1949, he came back, and this time they got it right. Failure is something that was cherished, in a way, at Black Mountain.
Everything that I do relates back to Black Mountain in some way.
That's abstract artist Dorothea Rockburn, now 83. You can find her work at institutions like the Museum of Modern Art, but she started out as a teen at Black Mountain in 1950. Her fellow students were Robert Rauschenberg and Cy Twombly. Blackburn says she connected deeply with her teachers, including mathematician Max Dane and poet Charles Olson.
The kingfishers. What does not change is the will to change.
They certainly gave me the tools to lead my life with excitement and enthusiasm, because being an artist is a very lonely pursuit. So to have the tools that Black Mountain gave me allowed me to be an individual knowing what to do next.
The experiment at Black Mountain College eventually came to an end in 1957 when the school ran out of money. The poets moved to San Francisco to join the Beats, curator Helen Molesworth says, and the painters found a vibrant contemporary art scene in New York.
I think like many experimental avant-garde places, it had a lifespan. If anything, when people say to me, oh, I wish it were still there, I always say to them, you should make your own.
But now, for a few months, the spirit of Black Mountain College lives on at the ICA in Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.